Bundoran's having a good cut at this, so they are. It's been the Jimmy Brennan show in the second half. He has scored 7 points in this latter period. And as things stand, 4.5 minutes into time added on at the end of the game, Termon 2-10, Bundoran 11 points. Termon, of course, led by 11 points at one stage in the second half, but that has been cut back to 5, and they're now on the tack looking for a score. James McSherry, the second half substitute, has split the posts here at the Burn Road, just in front of the impressive clubhouse, which is currently under construction, and that now means the 2-goal advantage for the home side has been restored, and we await James Connor to blow the final whistle. Termon on course to make it 3 wins from 3 in Group A, and a quarter-final place secured with 1 game to go. They still, of course, have to go to Fanagales next Sunday in their 4th and concluding Group A encounter. But Bundoran are on the attack once again. We'll give you the story of this match. At half-time, Termon were leading 1-6-3. There was 5 different scores in that opening half for Termon, with the goal coming from Dara McDeat. They could have had more. Bobby McGinnigan rattled one off the crossbar, and Dara McDeat had one called for a square ball as well after the ball ended up in the back of the net. James Connors has just blown the final whistle here, and it's victory for Termon. And at the break, it was a 6-point advantage to Keelan McDade's side. Jamie Grant, Ricky Gallagher, and Jack Alcorn, alongside Kane McMenamin, also getting on the score sheet in that opening half. But there was a blitz in the opening 5 minutes from Termon, which put them 11 points in front. Dara McDade with a 3 and a 45 into a very stiff breeze. And then we had that super goal from Ryan McFadden, who intercepted the free for Termon and ran about 25 yards and let one rip of the right boot into the bottom left hand corner, and it gave Conor Carthy, the Bundoran goalkeeper, no chance at all. 5 minutes into the second half, Termon were 11 points to the good, leading 2-8-3 points. But then Bundoran started to find their feet in the closing 7 minutes of that third quarter. They had 4 unanswered scores to reduce that deficit to 7. As we said, Jimmy Brennan, certainly the star man for Bundoran. For the first half, he was out and around the half back line. For the second half, he was more up top. He scored 7 points in that second half. But Termon had all the damage done in the first half and on those opening couple of minutes in the second half as well. Dara McDade ended the day with a goal and 4. Ryan McFadden finished up with a goal and 1. Jimmy Grant, who went off in the second half, he finished up with 2 points to his name. So all round a good performance by the home side in the sun here at the Burn Road. Termon secured of a place in the quarterfinals. It's 3 from 3 for the men from the Burn Road. The run out winners today against Bundoran. It finished 2-11 to 11 points. Back to you in the studio, Kieran.